Soku isika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Isikati half past six. Levuka njani mthokazi omuhle olamukela emweni ngenjabulo ngolwesibili mhla ka 6 kuNhlolanja 2018 nguNtungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
I think it's a very valuable part really ukuthi ibuyele ku constitutionalism, ibuyele to ama values lama principles ayo from ekuqaleni.
Ugatsha lwe-MDCT eMelika luthi lukhathazekile kakhulu ngokudlephana phakathi kwenkokheli yaleli bandla ibanga isikhundla sikamnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai.
Abantu bakithi kumele bazibambe uma bekwelinye ilizwe. Kuyayangisa lokhu esizwe kuthiwa bakwenza kokubulala abantu njengoba besitsho kuthiwa zonela mvunye.
Kubotshwa izizalwane zaseZimbabwe ezimbili kwele Botswana zisetheswa icala lokubulala umfundi wakulelo lizwe. Ikomishini ebona ngokukhumisana umlotha izaqala imihlangano yokukhulumisana loZulu ngendaba zokuxolelana ngolwesihlanu eGwanda laseBindura. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ezekuseni ngokugcweleyo. Ugatsha lwe-MDCT eMelika luthi lukhathazekile kakhulu ngokudlephana phakathi kwenkokheli yaleli bandla ibanga isikhundla sikamnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai. Kulokufuthelana okukhulu phakathi kwabasekeli bakaTsvangirai bobathathu, umnumzana Elias Mutsuri, umnumzana Nelson Chamisa loNkosazana Thokozani Khuphe. Ukulwisana obekuvele kukhona kusobala bekuphakathi kukaChamisa loMakhuphe. Kodwa kulezi nsuku uChamisa usedlephana loMudzuri. UTsvangirai yena uphatheke kubi ngomkhuhlane wemvukuzane njalo uyelatshwa kwele South Africa. Sixoxe lomgcini sihlalo weMDCT eMelika umnumzana Dan Moyo.
Inkinga ekhona isukela ekungacacini okwenziwa ngakhona izinto from even uku-appointwa kwawo lama VP okuyinto ebivele ingavunyelwa ku-constitution yethu. So ku-create i-power vacuum ukulwisana okukhona phakathi kwama-VP lawa ngoba ngathi even though benga-elektwanga ngama-members sebezibona bona beyibona okumele babe phambili endabeni zokuthi ngubani ozotheka over i-part. Kusobala ukuthi indlela eyenziwa ngakhona even ku-alliance even kone ku-appointing ama-VP wona lawa into engazange i-discusswe yavunyelwana libandla.
Elakusasa lebandla ulibona libinjani Moyo, ikakhulu sikhangela ukubana sokusele isikhathi esincane ukuthi kuyiwe kukhetho kodwa nanku liyalwisana liyadlephana?
Yeah, I think it's a very valuable party really ukuthi ibuyele ku constitutionalism, ibuyele to ama values lama principles ayo from ekuqaleni ama founding principles, the very reason why abaningi beZimbabwe bajoyina i-MDC ngoba ibiyona etshengisa ukuba nethemba lokuthi ingawina umbuso from iZANU-PF. So unless and until i-party realizes ukuthi kumele ibuyele to its founding principles okuyizona eziyi-around i-constitutionalism, i-rule of law, i-respect for human rights, i-respect for abasebenzi, angiboni ukuthi ingaphumelela ikukhondishini ekuyona khona manje ngokulwisana okukhona konke lokhu lokugula kamongameli Tsvangirai. I-leadership isi-fragmented, so kumele sibuyele back to i-constitutionalism. Abantu bakhethe umkhokheli abamfunayo ukuthi atake over ma ukuthi uba uTsvangirai usedecide ukuthi a-resign.
Umanyano wona Moyo ubona uphumelela yini kukho konke lokhu kulwisana okukhona?
Umanyano angiwuboni mina uphumelela. Ngokubana okokuqala, angiboni ukuthi kwaba lesivumelwano from the beginning between umongameli wephathi kwaMthwangirayi lama-senior leaders akhe sibonile ukulwisana okwenzakeleyo and sikhuluma nje kunje umama uMakhuphe u-national chairman uLove Momoyo kanye lo-organizing secretary u-Abed Nico Bebe awa-attend ama-meetings ngoba ama-meetings akhona one njengoba utsho ukuthi kulokulwisana khonalokhu onguye okumele atshela uma-meetings usually athiwa nguye umongameli uMthwangirayi. Umongameli wathi esuke siye esibhedlela akuzange kube clear ukuthi nguphi u-vice president okumele asale take over. Asingeke siye ngalokhu okukhulunywa nguLuke Tambo Rinyoka ngoba uLuke Tambo Rinyoka, to be honest with you, at times ungathi uzibhalela okuphuma ekhanda lakhe.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo ngumgcini sihlalo webandla le-MDCT khonapha eMelika. Ikomishini ebona ngokukhumisana umlotha izaqala imihlangano yokukhulumisana loZulu ngendlela afuna uhlelo lokuxolelana luqhutshe ngayo ngolwesihlanu eGwandala seBindura. I-National Peace and Reconciliation Commission ithi wonke umuntu uvunyelwe ukuphatheka kule mihlangano. Kodwa ithi abantu akumelanga begqoke impahla yezombusazwe njalo ithi amapolisa lamasotsha kasoze avunyelwe ukuphatheka kule mihlangano engeza evunule ezomsebenzi. Kulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe ezimbili ezibotshiweyo kwele Botswana zisetheswa icala lokubulala omunye umfundi wakulelo lizwe ngesonto. Umufi ubefunda e-University of Boto. Isehlakalo lesi sesiphehle ukuthukuthela phakathi kwezizalwane zakwele Botswana ezithi abokuze abadala amacala kumele bajeziswe kalukhuni. Umatin Ngwenya uyalandisa.
Esinye isifundi sekolitshini eliphezulu eleBotswana Accountancy College sithola lesifile komunye umfula edolobheni leHabroni ngeviki edluleyo. Umfundi lo ubiwa engabe ebulewe ephindela endlini yakhe emathathakusa angensonto evela endaweni zokuzilibazisa. Amapholisa athi ubanjwe wangeniswa ekhusini lapho athathelwe khona umakhalekhukhwini wakhe kanye le mali wasebulawa ethiwa khonapho. Kuyonale iviki amapholisa abophe abezimabhwa ababili, omunye leminyaka yamachumi amabili lasishiyagalombili 28, kukanti omunye uleminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasishiyagalolunye i-39. Lokhu kucunule kakhulu izizalwane zeBotswana ezithi kumele amanyathela alukhuni athathwe kwabokuza abadala macala kakhulu abadabuka eZimbabwe. Abanye abeZimbabwe labo kabazange babe lozwelo kulabo abatshobotshiweyo besithi noma nje bengasacatshangelwa kufaka ihlazo kubo bonke abeZimbabwe abaseBotswana.
Abantu bakithi kumele bazibambe uma bekwelinye ilizwe. Kuyayangisa lokhu esizwe kuthiwa bakwenza kokubulala abantu njengoba besitsho kuthiwa zonela mvunye.
Icala leli lilandela elinye lapho abeZimbabwe abane besethiswa umlando wokubulala umtshayeli wetekisi eHabani ngaphandle kwesigodlo iHaboroni. AbeZimbabwe baqhubeka beyibo abonani eliphezulu bakuza abasemajele akwele Botswana baphose befika amakhulu ayisikhombisa i-700. Lokhu unkosikazi Zandile Nkomo uthi ulakho uqubula umoya wenzondo njengembono efezwe ezinkundleni zokukhulumisana ezebulenjini ezigoqela kuFacebook kulandela ukubulawa komfundi lo.
I-crime wave enziwa ngamaZimbabweans eBotswana ayisiyonto enhle. Ikakhulu ukubulala yinto embi kakhulu okuza kwenza amaTswana egcine sesikhangele ngelihlo elibi. Kanti ke ibizo leZimbabwe belingcolile sesizama nje ukuthi silikline. Alokho kutsha usokufikile manje bengaqhubeka besenze nje kuza kwenza ibizo leZimbabwe lingcole ngamandla kugcine sokuvusa lezinophobia.
Iningi labeZimbabwe abadala amacala bake batshele umthethwandaba ukuthi bafuqwa isimo esinzima somnotho ekhaya abanye beyibo abanakekela imuli zabo. Kodwa noma kunjalo lokhu akubonwa njengesizathu sokuthatha imphefumulo ngoba kule ndlela ezinye zokudinga ukuziphilisa. AbeZimbabwe ababili labo basesitokisini belinde ukuthwenisiswa kwecala labo amapholisa esithi asaqhubeka ephendlisisa lolu daba. Ababili laba batholakale belo makhalo ekhukhwini ocatshangelwa ukuthi ngokamufi. NgingoMartin Ngwenya oyindaba zeStudio 7 ngisabron kwele Botswana.
Banengi abantwana abehluleka ukuya esikolo ngenxa yenswelo lanqanje bekhaliphile. Ubuhle Khumalo ngomunye wabo. Unina usejele uyapika kwele South Africa. Ekuvulweni kwezikolo ubuhle uxotshiwe ngoba engabhatalanga ischool fees. Lokhu kwenze ugogo wakhe wangena esitaladeni ecela uncedo ebantwini ukuze umzukulu wakhe ebuyele esikolo. Intatheli zindaba ye-Studio 7 u-Ezra Chisaspanda uhlanganela babili laba becela uncedo ezitaladeni zakoBulawayo.
Ubukhosi Khumalo intombazana eliminyaka yesishiyagalombili yokuzalwa njalo ikhaliphile ezifundweni zayo kodwa uthole imali lutsho ukuthi sokumele ame isifundo ngenxa yokuswela imali yokubhatalela imfundo eye-school fees. Ugogo wakhe ke uMadonga utshitha nsuku zonke ecela imali emphakathini wedolobho lakoBulawayo lapho lihlanganela ekhona.
Nyama ngihlala ngaso sonke isikhathi ngitula le street. Ngizamela umntwana ukuthi abe ngaphansi kwe-shelter ye-education ndani kube nguma la e-street. Konke kusehlula. Ngaqalela kusukela lo-grade 0. Wazongena ku-second term u-grade 1.
Le ngane ayimazi uyise. Unina wayo usejele kwele South Africa. Njalo ugogo uMadonga akazi ukuthi wabotshelwani. Wagcine ehamba nabomalayitsha ukuyathatha lo mntwana ukuzomondla ezibabo. Ngoba yena ke engela passport ugogo.
Mina ngazihambela sengisenza i-border jumper. Njalo umntwana lukhule nzima lakhona ngalo uqede nge 2 months ini esembodleleni. Ngirekhodi yakhe nje ngithelela usizi. Sadlula labo i-border ngonafana sengcenye ngancenga u-driver. Khona kungangalamphako lo mphako nje kwaza afanana ukuya lokuphenduka. Kodwa nje ukuthi hayi silonge umntana nami ngezanga ngibhebhi dumping. Sefuna ukuthi akade kuthwele ngesisu sakhe ukuthi ngiyethatha.
Usenjalo bakhona sebesize ugogo ngokuncedisa ukuthi abhatalelwe umzukulu wakhe obuhle owazalwa ukuthi nguMakhumalo. Uqalisile isikolo kuyona le viki kodwa uhlupho sokuthi abanye abantwana afunda labo sebephambili ezifundweni njengoba yena ebengafundi. Pho kumphatha njani uMakhumalo?
Ngingayithi kodwa angikaphikisisi kuhle kodwa abanye bayangidlula. Ngibafice sebephambili khathesi.
Banengi abantwana abasesimeni esifana lesikaMakhumalo okuhlanganisela intandane ezingenamali yokubhadela indleko zama-school fees. Laloba uhulumende ethi abantwana bonke kumele bafunde lanxa bengenamali yokubhadala kodwa izikolo eziningi ziyabaxotsha zithi abantwana kababhadale i-school fees kuqala bengangeni esikolo. Ugogo uMadonga ulesifiso esikolo sokuthi umzukulu wakhe okhaliphileyo afunde. Ngakho-ke ukhalaza kuZulu ukuthi aphathise ukuze iphupho likaBuhle Khumalo lokuba ngumongikazi lifezeke. Ngimele i-Studio 7 ngu-Ezra Chisaspanda.
Bathi okwenza uBanda lo Phiri la kuyamenza. Umongameli wakwele South Africa umnumzana Jacob Zuma kungenzeka exotshwe embusweni njengomnumzana Robert Mugabe nanku abasekeli bebandla lakhe ele ANC behlokoma njalo bethukuthele besithi kayehle esihlalweni. Kodwa yena uZuma uthi kayindawo. Kubika uBenedict Nhlapho.
Leli liqula lamalunga ebandla elibusayo kwele South Africa awe ANC elifike lingasadlanga nkotshana esigodlweni saleli bandla eJohannesburg besithi uMongameli Zuma akehle esihlalweni kungakafiki olwesine, kanti kulabanye abebetshengisela njalo besithi akayindawo. Lokhu kulandela umhlangano oqhutshwe iziphathamandla zaleli bandla izolo lazo ebezimcela ukuthi ehle esihlalweni kulandela izikhalo zabaningi elizweni. Omunye wabebetshengisela laba ngumnumzana Sonto Lungisa.
Uzuma makahambe nezwita yakhe makahambe nezwita yakhe kwenzile kwanele.
Namhlanje ke futhi ikomiti enkulu yaleli bandla ibiphakathi komhlangano lawo odinga indlela ezakwenza uMongameli Zuma abeke phansi intambo. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Austin Moyo uthi uZuma nxa engasaqaphelanga bazamenza esikamnumzana uRobert Mugabe.
kuzoba nenkinga ke lapho ngoba uzogcina sephuma engenawo ama benefits okufanele wathole ngoba ngathi unenkani ngoba kunezinto engathi ukukhona ababambe ngakho but ke ekugcineni ngibona sengathi indlela yakhe nekamgabe cishe zifane
Incithi zithi ikomiti le National Working Committee eqhuba umhlangano ngekusasa kaZuma layo ngeke yanelise kumxotsha ukuba ngumongameli welizwe ngoba kuyisikhundla asiphiwe eParliamente. Kodwa ke incithi kwezombusazwe obuye njalo abe isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Gideon Chitanga uthi nxa uZuma engala bemcela amalungu ebandla lakhe alakho ukuncedisana lamabandla aphikisayo ukuthi bamkhiphe eParliamente.
His resistance or his failure to comply with that
uqhubeka kwakhe esala ukwehla esihlaleni njengesifiso samalunga aleli bandla kuzokwenza begcine bemkhipha ngendlela eyangisayo kakhulu
Indaba esegudwini ukuthi ngolwesine kwele South Africa umongameli welizwe kufanele ethule inkulumo engumhlahlandlela ukuthi ilizwe liyaphi eminyakeni elandelayo kodwa kamabandla aphikisayo emba phansi sithi lokhu ngeke kwenzwe nguZuma ngoba besithi umthethwandaba wamthola elecala lokwephula umthetho bafuna ke uqale kube lesikhathi sokuthi iParliamente ivote ukuthi uZuma aphume kumbe hatshi andubana le inkulumo yenziwe ukuze nxa esephumile yenzwe umsekelo wakhe umnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa ingcithi zithi ke nxa iParliamente ingaphiwa lesisikhathi umnumzana Zuma kungenzeka achiye sekunzima njengomongameli Mugabe kumbe alinde ukuthi iParliamente izemxoshe Melestu Rosebe ni Johannesburg kwele South Africa ngingu Benedict Nhlapo
Abanengi benu selizwile ngebandla le New Patriotic Front elibikwa libunjwa ngamalunga e G40 axotshwe kuZanu PF aqoqela umnumzana Jonathan Moyo lonkosikazi Grace Mgabe. IZanu PF ithi la ngamadlwane. Kodwa uZulu uthini? Asizweni incwadi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Bheki lizwe Bernard Ndlovu exoxa endawonye lelunga leZanu PF umnumzana Believe Gaule kanye lezizalwane zeZimbabwe velo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 uNdlovu nguye osungula lingxoxo
isikhathi kamfundo leG4 mawukhali isakade into eplaniwe lyanayele ngqondo engasonto langelilodwa yashayelwa phansi abantu ababe lokhu bekhangele yonke lento isenzakala so ya hayi ngikhona lokhu ukuthi iG4 isanda sesisonje siyana
ye kodwa nxa sukakela okwenza sibe lesiqiniso lakho khonoku ungabe kuyini mzala
okwakuqala yikho lokhu ukuthi abantu laba balwa lekhulu and siyazi ukuthi ifu yayivele mase sikhangele isisakahle yayikhangele bani yayikhangele ngamangaba wakhulumayo umgabe umongameli umgabe kodwa sokusenzakala on the ground esakubonayo ukuthi babethibona ikhangele le abelokhu abe-G4 ekugcineni baxoshwa abanye baboshwa nabanye basebabopha futhi so ubani ongafuna ukuthi alwe laleyo ngaphandle kwabo
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu cela ubambe khonapho ke ecingweni bona zani sisilo baba uBelieve Gaule
ngabantu nje abazamayo nabo ukuthi bakutshengise ubuhlungu babo lokuthi bayakhathazekile emoyeni yabo ikakhulu yonke imisebenzi naleyo imisebenzi kababa lowo mgabe ongavumiyo ukuhlonitshwa ukuthi umnanga ogwasethi yena hhayi uyamhlonipha seziphumulele ngale kodwa sesiyahlangana labanye abantu beplana izinto zabo ezinye kambe shiwa usesenethuba bani ubaba nalowo lanqade ehlangana besehlangana nabomjuru kuhlanganwa kukhulunyiswana ukuthi bazame ukuthi bengayenzani ngabantu abazondileyo abakhanya beplana njengokuyinto kwabo ungasoze kubancede ngalutho otherwise mna mbona ngani ukuchitha isikhathi lokuthi ona sikhuluma ngabo ngoba isikhathi sabo sidlulile isikhathi esinezinto eziningi kithi sesimele siziplane for ilizwe leli siye phambili loko ungabona okunjengalokho ngamaphupho nje abanye abantu ukuthi baphupha nje besenze ezinye izinto besenza kumbe beperforma ama-miracles lani behamba phezu kwamanzi kumbe besenza njani into ezinjengazonezi but mina ngibona ngani isingethwani ithi asikukhangelelanga khona okuyizinto okunjengalokho
sibuyele kuwe baba Ndlovu uyamuza lapho uGaule uthi ha abantu laba vele sebephelelwe ngumphako vele
yena ubaba uGaule bona ingani ukhuluma ngokukhathazeka okukhulu mhlawumbe ikhona la uhlangothi akulo and ngokukhona kwamuhlangothi akulo yilololo labo mnanga ku asonto ma ubhekisisa kahle ongayithabela ukuthi siya kuma elections nje ngoba mnanga kwakula umuntu obakhathazayo sebe yaziphumelelela nje bathatha ilizwe balibuse futhi besiya phambili thina abantu bezimbabwe abaningi ababhekele ukuphumelela ukukhululeka avela sibhekelanga ukuthi kube yizame elokhu ibuze ubawude yamuzwa mpela ukuthi ipho yena awusekhululekile usitshele ukuthi laba abantu akusafuzanga basithambanise angazi ukuthi ukhulumela bani
slo baba-ke udlodlo ecingweni lapha babadlodlo
lebuthibeni vele bazabe bebile le ndawonye bonke isikusela kumgali umgaba uphakathi kwampana basebenza into yabo yokuthi abafuna ukudlota bathambaniseke abafuna ukwenzani vele kuthi into yasebenivoxeke yonke esindebeleni thina vele sesibe nihlanganisekie ekamthakathi lemthakathi langabantu bemthakathi kungena ngapha langapha thina vele sesifunile ijikisela
utaa silobo buthabani mlalazi ecingweni lapha ngoba mlalazi kunjani.
Yebo, baba kidube njani?
Impile kakhulu. Wena ubona njani udaba lolu lwe-New Patriotic Front?
Ye, baba, nje ngikhuluma ngikhona lapha sengikhona le ekhaya eZimbabwe nje ngifika izolo.
Ye.
Sengokulawayo. Into engiyithoyo baba besicela ukuthi ngabe kuyayenza okweqiniso inkokheli zethu ke zisinike umbuso lathi sinje ngoba silokhu sazalwayo thina abanye umbuso sinje kasiwazi inkululeko kasilayo.
Kulobani kona ngapho-ke eBritani Ruben kunjani?
Hey, ndiyaphila dube njani baba?
Siphile kakhulu, injani impilo yakho?
Hayi hayi, siyancenga dube nje, sizibonela umqando upheka la.
Phosela kho la.
Hayi nengi dube, hayi ngiyabonga ukungifake ehlelweni dube. Ngendaba yephathi le efonywayo le dube mani, laba abantu bafuna ukusihlupha lapha.
Bathi
hayi angiboni ukuthi ikhona into abafuna ukuyiyeza ngaphandle kokuphazamisa kuphela ukuxokozela, ukuphazamisa abantu uyabona? Kina asidingi ukuthi sibe sizivotelana nabo mgabe njalo nje kanti why bangahambi bathole isikhathi sabo kufanele behambe and saphila kanzima ngaphansi kwalaba bantu so asidingi ukuthi kube ngabantu abaloko bexokozela abadla imali yabo le abalayo bachiyane lathi kathi sizame ukuthi ilizwe sibone ukuthi lingavuswa kanjani angithi kulama-voti azayo kadesi abantu bazazikhethela abantu abafuna bebabuze kodwa abanjengabomdaba bahambe manje
hayi
kungene amanye amabizo athiyeneyo ukuthi ngubani obusayo elongoku bezalungisa ilizwe bedose ngendlela efaneleyo behloniphe abantu lamalungelo abantu ayikho enye into esiyidingayo dube yazo sikhathele ngabantu abafuna ukuthi njalo nje behlale bengomaqhuzu
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mzala
kumele kube nabanye abantu abangenayo dube asazi ukuthi bona why bekhanya beyizikwaba kangaka.
Siyabonga abalaleli be-Studio 7 bekhuluma lo Gibbs Dube.
Umsakazo we-Studio 7 uthanda ukuthatha leli thuba lokubonga lina abalaleli bethu ngokusisekela okweminyaka yonke le. Njalo sizimisele ukulethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe insuku zonke. Sithanda njalo ukulazisa ukubana sesengezelele inhlelo zethu. Sesilohlelo ngo-6:30 ekuseni phezu kwalolo oluphuma ngo-7:30 ntambama. Lilakho-ke usixhuma kusukisela ngomvulo siya ngolwesihlanu kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave laku-short wave ku-4930 13860 15460 15580 laku-6080. Lingakhohlwa njalo uhlelo lwe-live talk kusukisela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu ngo-8 p.m. ntambama.
Kobulawayo slobo zami livuka njani? Plum Tree Binga Cholocho Bait Bridge eGwanda silivuse ngenkondlo ka Desire Moyoxide.
Palakwe dreams. Zimbabwe will be a free nation not far from now. We shall dance clapping our feet in Nguzu, the traditional dance, in celebration and euphoria. Keep this poem deep in your heart. I am no prophet, I am no seer, I am no dreamer, but I can tell. I see those now somber faces smeared with smiles. I see them are blessed with happiness. I hear those jubilant voices far celebrating. Those eyes glittering with tears of joy in a new Zimbabwe. All these days of tyranny are coming to an end. All these days of queues and chaos are coming to an end. All these days of heavy uncertainty are close to an end. All these days, days of panic and fear are on the brink. All these days of pessimism and hopelessness are on the verge. Ngithi halala, the new Zimbabwe is about to come. I see schools become learned institutions. I see hospitals back as healthy institutions. I see parastatals recover from this paralysis. All I see are industries blooming. I see smokes skyrocketing in the city of kings and queens. And I see the sun shining over the sunshine city, our capital. Binga vibrating with the thrill, Palakwe bubbling with the bliss, Cholocho cherry dressed with the unlimited pleasures, Nkai anchored to the pillars of freedoms. All I see is Kezi, Kezi crystallized with the cunning charismatic leaders. I see Lupane illuminated by the wealth of its timber, Wanki well lit by the fossils value beneath itself. Be merry, the new Zimbabwe is within reach. Every 18 plus years old citizens having a bank account graduates with an array of job choices, dreaming and driving cars awake, making a good living from decent employment. I see Zimbos having entertainment and holiday side budgets. I feel now is the time for a new Zimbabwe. A new Zimbabwe where politics is for the politicians only. A new Zimbabwe where prison is for the ruthless only. A Zimbabwe where money is banked and earning profits and interest in the banks. A Zimbabwe where tribal conflicts belong to the dustbin of history. A Zimbabwe where kids are proud of their country and the president. A Zimbabwe where popular poems like this one are pieces of joy. I feel now is the time for a new Zimbabwe. I see Tarinos back in our refrigerators, San Jem Nambita Bichete back on aroma bread slices, Ngwerengwere starts the advert coming 5 minutes to six every evening, re-screening of Mukato, the family drama and Ukura Wopila productions. All I think of as ZOC passes back again in the timetables, taking our fathers to work. I see potholes disappear and bond notes with the throne. Those $20 notes back in my mother's handbag as we board Shushan passes to Belingwe. I see Strive back home and giving a hand to the business toddlers of our country. I see Peter back home assisting our Warriors win the soccer pitch battles. I see white patriotic farmers back home and serving the nation under the refined Command Agriculture Project. I see a bigger statue of Joshua Nkomo erected along Main Street. I see look out my Sugu statue being unveiled by the new Ndebele King outside the PF Stadium. I see Marty Schultz gather outside National Sports unveiling Josiah Tongokara statue by the gates. I see Machaifana and Mukanya walk hand in hand up the stage to perform the Freedom Day song. I see Matabeleland Indunas leading the unveiling of Kukuraundi Memorial Museums across Matabeleland. I see the TRC Commissioner thank the nation for having a successful 365 days of truth and national healing. And I hear the poems I write during this time, getting fair play. And Palakwe, my son, topping the charts, topping the charts, topping the charts, topping the charts.
Palakwe, where is my son? Ikabazile Mbongi, O desire. Moyo oxide zile lalela ke inkondlo yakhe engalikuseni kungolwesibili nje mhla ka 6 kunhlolanja. Asivukeni siyesebenza abasebenzayo emasimini emakhaya sambeni siyehlakula nzwa kuthiwa linile izulu. Hayi ke sihlobo zami singake hlukana sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Ugatsha lweMDC TMLika luthi lukhathazekile kakhulu ngokudlephana phakathi kwenkokheli yaleli bandla ibanga isikhundla sikamnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai. Kubotshwa izizalwane zaseZimbabwe ezimbili kwele Botswana zisetheswa icala lokubulala umfundi wakulelo lizwe. Ikomishini ebona ngokukhumisana umlotha iqala imihlangano yokukhulumisana loZulu ngendaba zokuxolelana ngolwesihlanu eGwandala seBindura. Kwanele okwamanje asihlanganeni kundaba zantambama ngesikhathi sika 7:30. olivalelisayo nguNtungamilinkomo.